My name is Sandra Villarroel. I am originally from Chile. I came to the United States in 2006. Although it was really hard at the beginning, I love living in Pittsburgh now. I left my house when I was only 15. Eventually, I ended up living in the street and I was a homeless. When I was 18, I met this American Marine whose ship had sunk in my hometown. We lost contact with each other. A few years later, the internet developed and we reconnected and we decided to get married. And so it would have been very difficult for us to live in Chile at that time. So I decided to come. And at the beginning, I thought the immigration process was going to be, I don't know, a couple of months. But that process actually took 12 years. When I first left my home country, it was hard not to miss everything. For the first year that I was in the United States, I think I cried every single day because every single day I realized that I was missing something different. And for example, the country of Chile, it's along the Pacific coast. So all my life, I grew up hearing the sound of the seagulls, the squealing seagulls everywhere. And when I went to live in Pittsburgh, I missed the sound of the seagulls so much. All through my life, instead of looking at the weather app, I used to just look through my window, and depending on the color of the ocean, I was going to know what was going to be the weather that day. So if the ocean is really dark and deep blue, it means it's going to rain. I miss the food a lot. My favorite Chilean food is called completo, and I actually like it so much that I got a tattoo of it. It's basically a super loaded hot dog. It has tomato and avocado and sauerkraut and a pickle sauce and homemade mayo and sometimes cheese, sometimes green beans, sometimes salsa. You might think, hey, but you can make that in America. But the things in America don't taste the same. Tomatoes grow in Chile with a different sun and with different rain and with different seasons. It was very little things that made my life different. And adjusting to all of those little things that you put together, they make a huge thing. So adjusting to all of that was very hard. When I came to the United States, I didn't speak English. And so I couldn't communicate. And I am a person who really likes to talk. I learned English watching TV mostly. I used to watch it with the captions on. Then I started reading books, and reading books actually helped a lot with my English. Finally, I guess just talking to people, exercising what I learned and making a lot of mistakes. Oh my God, I made so many mistakes. I love pierogies. And the people in Pittsburgh is a very nice, kind people. They're all very community oriented. They're all very generous people, very empathetic. And they have been very kind in my process of adjusting to learning English and adjusting to living in the US. One of my favorite things about living in the United States is that there are so many different people from all over the world. I can meet people from Israel, from Iran, from Italy, from France, from Portugal. And I love being around a lot of people from different places. It's like I can see the world through their eyes. My best friend in the United States is from a country called Burundi, which is in Africa. When I met my friend from Burundi, her mom makes a spinach stew with peanut butter. In Chile, we don't have peanut butter. Then in the United States, everybody loves peanut butter. I thought peanut butter was just for sandwiches. But no, in Africa, they use it for cooking savory things. So I went from not knowing peanut butter to getting to know peanut butter as a sweet element, and then to see it how in the other side of the world, they use it in something completely different. I would have never guessed that you could mix spinach and peanut butter. And you know what? It tasted good. And I like that without the influx of immigrants or immigration, I would have never been able to experience any of that.